Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Just one more day until a hotly contested election in Georgia, and the candidates are pulling out all the stops. Correspondent Bradley Blackburn has our top story.
The high-stakes Senate runoff race in Georgia entered its final push, with candidates on both sides turning to some high-profile friends.
In the cafe.
Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock held a virtual rally Sunday with Stevie Wonder, as well as former President Barack Obama.
You deserve a senator you can be proud of.
Republican challenger Herschel Walker appeared with Senators John Kennedy of Louisiana and Tim Scott of South Carolina.
Georgia needs Herschel Walker.
Almost 2 million people have already voted. Donald Trump is calling for parts of the Constitution to be terminated so he can be restored to the presidency. He's facing rebuke from both political parties. Ohio's Republican Congressman David Joyce tells ABC,
I have to worry about making sure as a Republican governance group and a Republican majority that we make things work for American people. And I can't be really chasing every one of these crazy statements that come out about from any of these candidates.
Today, the Supreme Court will hear the case of a web designer from Colorado who refused to create a site for same-sex unions. State Attorney General Phil Weiser says Lori Smith's refusal violates Colorado's public accommodation law.
This is not only about equal rights based on sexual orientation or gender identity. This is about equal rights based on religion, ethnicity, or race.
Officials in North Carolina are looking for someone who shot up power stations in Moore County, knocking out electricity to about 45,000 people east of Charlotte, where the temperature dropped into the 30s overnight. State Senator Tom McGinnis.
This was a terrible act, and it appears to be an intentional, willful, and malicious act.
Duke Energy warning it may take days to restore power. Oil producers plan to continue cutting production, and prices keep falling at the pump. The average price for a gallon of regular gas is down to $3.40, 14 cents less than a week ago. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan says it won't stop there.
For now, gas prices and diesel prices will likely continue declining as the price of oil had fallen substantially and gas prices generally lagged behind by several weeks.
The Oxford English Dictionary's word of the year channels Spider-Man's Green Goblin. The word is goblin mode, slang for a type of behavior which is unapologetically self-indulgent, lazy, slovenly, or greedy. The term went viral last spring after a satirical tweet that featured a fake headline quoting actress Julia Fox referring to her breakup with Kanye West. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
This week at Staples, save 40% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 40% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 40% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 40% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online, ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Congratulations to the winners of the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway. The following individuals won a $50 gift card from the participating sponsors. Petra Inderdahl of Scandinavia from La Taqueria. Dave Colby of Wisconsin Rapids from Jennings & Company. Ken Hilgers of Nakusa from Piggly Wiggly. And Brenda Piotrowski of Adams from Hoozles at the Lakes. And the grand prize winner of two club tickets to the New Year's Day game, Dave Colby. WFHR and WIRI would like to thank all who participated and especially our sponsors. Have a happy holiday season from Civic Media and locally grown radio.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all of these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah. We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High temperatures reach up to 35 today under overcast skies, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows dip down to about 15. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance of snow. Daytime highs approaching 31. Low 30s Wednesday and Thursday with a chance of snow Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 25.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. Have I got a geeky science for you? Hyundai just announced that they're rolling out this thing called Hyundai Home. And it's pretty amazing. You buy a car and they hook you up with a company, an electric car, and they'll hook you up with a company that'll put a solar panel on your roof and wire it down into your garage or your carport or whatever. To a charger so that you can plug your car into it and your car will cost you absolutely nothing. I mean, outside of the cost of the initial cost of the solar panels, they're not giving them away. They're hooking you up. They run $5,000-$10,000 a house depending on where you are and what kind it is. In October, General Motors is going to do the same thing. They're announcing this whole new, I don't know if it's a company or a project or what, but it says General Motors announced GM Energy, which sells a variety of products for homes and businesses, including solar panels. Ford is more than a year into its partnership with Sunrun to sell EV charging, solar panels, and other products to customers buying Ford electric vehicles. Tesla has been doing this for years, by the way. And, this is a fascinating moment in time. Initially, Hyundai Home is limited to 16 states: Arizona, California, Colorado, Florida, Illinois, Massachusetts, Maryland, Maine, New Jersey, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Texas, Virginia, and Washington. So if you're in one of those states, and Oregon is in there, Hyundai, interesting. Buy an electric car, get an electric panel on your roof. I've had a number of callers over the years call in and say, yeah, I drive completely free. I just have a solar panel up on the roof, and they're cheap. They're getting cheaper and cheaper. Solar electricity is now cheaper than solar and wind are now cheaper than any other form of electric generation, which is just breathtaking when you think about it. I'm guessing probably geothermal. Well, geothermal might be even more expensive because, there's a lot of maintenance, these giant factories, and you got to run these pipes down into molten lava and stuff. Nearly. Obviously, you don't want to get into the molten stuff. The pipe wouldn't survive. But anyhow, I just thought I'd share that with you. It's Anything Goes Friday, so let's pick up your phone calls here. Lowell in Salem, Oregon. Hey, Lowell, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I wanted to bring up an article in the New York Times that goes into what you've been suggesting about granting an affirmative right to vote. Although, you and I have a little bit of a disagreement on your affirmative right to vote. I say for everybody. You say not for violent felons, which unfortunately...
Violent felons voting.
You and Rokana both said that when I called in before.
Rokana may take that position. I'm not going to contradict him on the air or fight with him about it. But my opinion is, if you're a citizen of the United States, you should be able to vote. Period.
And yeah, okay. Well, good. I appreciate that because but my complaint on the New York Times, they said, Democrats in the House and Senate have filed legislation, but it has not received a hearing. And, that's a real problem because Democrats keep saying they want to help the right to vote, but they haven't had a hearing on this bill right. to grant an affirmative right to vote. So it's like, well,
debating about the nuance. I mean, I know that there were some in this last election that we had last month. There were a couple of cases where one of the hits, I've seen these ads, where one of the hits on Democrats was that they want to let the Boston bomber vote. You know, they want to let, terrorists vote. And that, I'm sure, is why Ro Khanna is saying he doesn't think violent felons should be voting, because, you know, that's the price it's going to take to neutralize that Republican attack line.
The human rights campaign said that a right to vote is a human right.
I agree.
Taking away the right to vote just because someone is jailed is taking away their human rights as well.
Right. Well, you're also taking away a whole bunch of other human rights, you know, freedom and to transport themselves and communication and a bunch of other things as a consequence of their having been convicted of a crime. I don't think that you've got a legal debate there. Lowell, I think it's more of a practical and a moral and a political debate.
But anyway, and the Democrats have, you know, they were able to push the railroad bill through in one day or one or two days.
Well, that's because everybody knew that it was going to take down the country. I mean, that was going to do some real damage, and it would have just totally screwed the Christmas season. I mean, it just would have been a disaster. But I'm with you. I'm a big fan of an affirmative right to vote. I would argue that the 1993 or 1995, I forget which year, the Motor Voter Act, remember that passed during the Clinton administration? That legislation in its preamble says every citizen of the United States has a right to vote. In the black letter body of the law says every citizen of the United States has a right to vote, and it's never been adjudicated. It's never been tested in the courts. And frankly, I think that taking the Motor Voter Act to court, against some of these voter suppression efforts would be a great way to do it. In fact, we should probably get Mark Elias on someday, one of these times. I'd love to get him on more often. And just ask him, why aren't people using the Motor Voter Act? I have a whole chapter about that in my book on voting, and I've been scratching my head ever since I wrote that book, because I did a deep dive into that, and that law is quite explicit. So,
That would be an excellent idea.
Yeah.
I love that. So, start pushing Mark Pocan and Ro Khanna on that.
Well, they're not going to litigate it. I mean, they're legislators, but I totally get what you're saying. We'll continue. Or actually, it's better. For me to lobby members of Congress on the air is a little unseemly. It's far better for my callers to do it. So Lowell, let me encourage you to call when one of these guys is on and share with them your pet concerns. So this being at the top of your list. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Lowell. Good talking to you. Happy holidays. Nicholas in San Cristobal, Mexico. Hey, Nicholas. How's Mexico?
Mr. Hartman, how you doing?
I'm well.
Listen, firstly, before I forget, I should apologize a little for my call last week to you. I was a little...
You have every right to be upset. I didn't think it was starting at all.
Really,
I thought it was
outrage. You know, I was.
It was great. Yeah. It was a good rant.
Well, Sue linked me up to it, and I listened to it. And I was kind of horrified at how angry I was, but I really was. I was so horrified about the whole.
Well, they're trying to mess with your life. Republicans.
Or end it altogether. Yeah. It pretty horrible. Anyway, what I'm calling about is since it's Friday, homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
There's a conversation people don't yet want to have, I think, because it's so unattractive, and it is a moral problem, really. You and I are old enough to remember easily when people were not expected to pay more than about 30% of their income towards rent.
In fact, that was a rule, of thumb that bankers. Right. I remember this from the 70s, getting my first mortgage.
Of course.
And the guy at the bank was like, what percentage of your income is going to be represented by this mortgage payment? And I don't remember the exact number, whether it was 25% or 30% or whatever it was. But I do remember clearly that if my mortgage payment went above that percent, they would not write the mortgage for me.
Exactly. Well, here's a problem. If we're going to really discuss homelessness honestly, let's take where you are. I think the average rate is about $3,000 a month. Is that not correct in Portland?
I don't know.
I believe
for a mortgage payment.
It's about right.
I just don't know. I know the average home value is $540,000.
So yeah, you can do the math from that. I just don't know what the mortgage would be.
Yeah, we don't even want to talk. I can't even talk about that because that's just so outrageous. But at any rate, let's just say it is $3,000 a month. Are people fully aware when they have these conversations about homelessness that the average wage then for an average worker seeking just an average rental would have to be $120,000 a year to meet that 30%?
Yep.
This is a conversation no one wants to have. I don't think people put these numbers in their heads when they talk about, oh, let's raise them to $20 an hour. It would take $50 an hour for an average worker to be able to afford that average rent of $3,000.
Right. I think that we need legislation.
This is part of a social contract.
Yeah, I think I think that we need legislation that bans ownership of residential real estate by anybody other than people who intend to live there. You know, let people have one or two additional houses that they can, you know, make rental income.
Absolutely.
Because that's, you know,
absolutely,
kind of a middle class thing and has been for years and years. But you've got hedge funds in here. You've got, you know, foreign governments in here buying land. You've got, you know, billionaires from all over the world buying up America. It's becoming an episode on Yellowstone. I mean, come on.
I know. But what we need, I think, is city councils, state legislatures say, fine. If you're going to charge $3,000, then the average wage in our county or city is going to have to meet that 30% or...
Oh, you're saying flip it upside down. So instead of people trying to get a mortgage, having to reduce the value of the house they're buying, the local employers have to raise the... Oh, that's interesting. It ain't never going to happen, Nicholas. I guarantee you. But I like the idea.
I know it. I'm just saying it needs to be part of the conversation.
Yeah. It should be. Absolutely should be. But first and foremost, let's get the damn speculators out of the housing market. You know, housing should be a human right, and it should not be an opportunity to make obscene profits. Nicholas, thank you. Thanks for the call. It's great to hear from you, and all is well. And thanks for the great job you do moderating our chat room over on YouTube. Thank you. We'll be right back. It is 17 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the True People's Media. Back with your calls and Anything Goes Friday right after this.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, Capterra.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. The holidays are right around the corner, and Louise and I are ready. Why? Because we use HelloFresh, especially now with the flu, COVID, and viruses going around. I don't want to go into a store if I don't have to. HelloFresh delivers delicious recipes and more right to our door, so we can skip that extra grocery store trip, take a break from meal planning, and actually enjoy this special time of the year. HelloFresh always has something new to try with over 35 chef-crafted recipes each week, chock full of quality ingredients and choice proteins. Plus, we can stock our pantry and even prep for a party with seasonal and convenience items from HelloFresh Market. When we're in a hurry, their 20-minute meals and easy cleanup options make for more quality time around the dinner table and less time in the kitchen. And saving money is always a priority around the holidays. HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. Sign up today and I can get you 70% off plus free shipping with the code TOM70 at HelloFresh.com/TOM70. Louise and I have been using HelloFresh for, Jesus, seems like at least a year, maybe two now. We love it. That's code TOM70 at HelloFresh.com/TOM70. And welcome back. A lot going on here. Let's picking up your phone calls. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Hi. We got another great jobs report. And basically, Biden is still on track to see somewhere between 30 and 40 million jobs created if he has a two-term. And I think he is going to have two terms.
Wow.
And even though the Fed has knocked down the number of jobs created per month by roughly in half once he started jacking up the Fed rate. Biden is still having what I would consider to be a very good year.
Yeah, a spectacular year. By the way, Larry, something is rubbing against your microphone on your phone.
I had my cheat notes rubbing it up under my phone.
So. Okay, all good.
So the thing that I'm missing most over the years is the year-end report. And ordinarily, it used to be, and this is going back 20 years, every time at the end of the year, they would give you a year-end report, tell you what went right in America, what went wrong, how many jobs were created, the celebrities who died, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of stopped doing that when Bill Clinton was president because he was having so many good years in a row.
Basically the national media, is that what you're talking about?
The liberal biased media just tried to destroy the Clinton.
Yeah. I remember those year-end, I remember those all the way back to my childhood, that they, it was kind of the obligatory thing to do at the end of the year.
And I was always looking forward to that, and I would switch from channel to channel to see what they were saying and who was getting it right and who was getting it wrong.
Yeah.
Now they just don't do it. And
amazing.
And what happened is when Bill Clinton was having all of those good years, year after year, where he was seeing 23 million jobs created and seeing the stock market quadruple at one point, they decided that they were going to destroy the Clintons and Al Gore and everybody. And so they stopped doing those reports. And then they couldn't bring them back when George W. Bush became president because he was having such a horrible year after year after year.
There you go.
And so we have...
After his giant tax cut.
Yeah. And so basically, they just sort of gotten away from it, okay. But if they brought them back, Biden would be, it would be seen that Biden had one of the greatest years of any president. And if they brought it back at the same time, it would be seen that Donald Trump had the worst year of any former president.
Even worse than Herbert Hoover in 29?
Yeah.
Wow.
Herbert Hoover, a lot of people don't know this, but Herbert Hoover actually is the one that ended the Great Depression. It ended the month that FDR took office and Hoover left office.
Mm.
So clearly, FDR didn't end the Great Depression. If it ended within, it almost like it almost to the day when you actually look at it. And that's one of the reasons why we got the Hoover Dam, because partly because right-wingers just love failed Republican presidents. But so they named everything. I don't care how bad a Republican is.
I think FDR had something to do with naming the Hoover Dam, didn't he? Wasn't FDR? I guess it was Harry Truman.
My mind tells me that they did that.
Yeah.
And people did not really, after the Great Depression, they didn't really blame Hoover for that. They recognized that it was Coolidge that actually gave us that Great Depression.
They blamed the Republicans.
And,
the Republicans didn't control the House of Representatives again for more than two consecutive Congresses until the 1990s. Literally from the 1930s all the way to the 1990s. 60 years.
And when you look at Hoover, what happened is in his last year, 8 months before he left office, he put in a really big tax increase on the rich. That's what killed the Great Depression. But FDR gets credit for it because as soon as he got into office, he also did a double down on that tax increase on the rich.
Interesting. Yeah, I've for years read that Herbert Hoover wasn't quite the terrible guy that he got the rap for. Larry, it's always so great to hear from you. I love your math, your factoids that you bring to us. Thank you so much. And appreciate the call and the best of the holidays to you. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls on Anything Goes Friday right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. We'll be right back. You know, the guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them the gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. Or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. I think Man Crates are awesome.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party,
You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I lived alone and was having problems with my landlord. He's a creep. One night I'm watching TV and I hear my landlord letting himself in.
Hey, get out. You can't keep coming in.
I'm just here to fix your fridge and spend some time together.
Get out. I'm reporting you.
Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Let's face it. Life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, we're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere, so the police should be reaching out to this community. And this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. High temperatures reach up to 35 today under overcast skies, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows dip down to about 15. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance of snow. Daytime highs approaching 31. Low 30s Wednesday and Thursday with a chance of snow Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 25.
Zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Our one-hour free podcast recaps our show, and it's available wherever fine podcasts are found. And we have the full three-hour podcast available over at TomHartmann.com if you want to really support our program. Welcome back. There's no independent corroboration of this story. It came out of an anti-Kremlin Telegram channel. that purports to be run by a former Russian spy. But this is what the New York Post is reporting. I'll just read it straight out. Russian President Vladimir Putin fell down the stairs and soiled himself this week amid mounting speculation that his health is declining. An anti-Kremlin Telegram channel with apparent links to his security team reported Putin, 70, suffered the unfortunate fall at his Moscow official residence on Wednesday evening, according to the Telegram channel General SVR, which purports to be run by a former Russian spy. The ailing Russian leader fell down five steps before landing on his coccyx, or tailbone. Although his security guards immediately rushed to his aid, the impact of the fall caused Putin to, quote, involuntarily defecate due to cancer affecting his stomach and bowels, end quote, according to the channel. Now, as I said, no independent corroboration. It is being reported I'm not sure it's even being reported as credible, but, you know, the New York Post has picked it up, so that ain't nothing. Even though it is the Murdoch Empire. So, what's going on there? I don't know. Picking up your phone calls on Anything Goes Friday. Patty in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Patty, how you doing? Patty? Watching us on Facebook Live in Columbus? Going once, going twice, going three times. Dave in Hale, Michigan. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, good talking to you. Hey, this Jeffrey Sachs guy you was talking about, Build a Better America, just teed me off on, got me going on what I was going to rant about. You ready for this?
Go for it.
Look, an independent, it's in the power when
Dave, your phone is fading in and out, and I'm missing most of what you're saying. I'm going to put Dave on hold, and Joyce, Dave is on line three, if you can pick him up and see what's going on there. Bob in Otis, Indiana. Hopefully it's on his end and not ours. Bob in Otis, Indiana. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Hey, I hope they're getting your back problem straightened out. I know that can be a...
I think so. I saw my doctor Wednesday, day before yesterday, and he says, you know, it looks like it's getting a little better here, and maybe we can avoid the surgery, and so I'm hoping for the best.
Good, good. You know, I think the reason you don't know where Herschel Walker stands is because Lindsey Graham hasn't told him yet. So
that's kind of my point. I don't think he has, you know, politically speaking, I don't think he has any core. My sense of it is, as a human being, that his core is much like Donald Trump's. It's just, you know, narcissistic. It's all about himself. Mm-hmm. But in terms of politics, you know, I have no idea what his beliefs are. I don't think anybody else does either. Other than that he'll do what the Republicans tell him to do, which appears to be, you know, the reason why Republicans in Georgia are willing to vote for him.
Yeah. You know, that thing I heard with Yee West,
yeah,
I call him
West,
Yeast, because I think he's a yeast infection on the country. But when he said that Hitler invented the microphone, I think Hitler was kind of late to the dance on that one, because everything that I know, if you want to trace that wire back to the beginnings of it, I think you would probably start with the white solid back telephone transmitter patent of 1891 and then come up through the Bell Labs, AT&T, and Western Electric engineers coming up with their microphonic system in the teens or early 20s.
Yeah, it was Alexander Graham Bell, and he famously said, "Watson, come in here," to his assistant. Those are the first words spoken over a telephonic device.
Yeah.
And that was in the 1890s, as I recall.
Actually, 1876.
1870. Oh, even better. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah. But I think the true microphones, I don't think Hitler, like just about any... Hitler invented the highway. Can you believe that?
Yeah, no, he didn't. He did put in the Autobahn, and he did...
He put in the Autobahn.
And he did start the country building Volkswagen. So that was a project of the Nazis, and, you know, for what it's worth.
He sure never invented any of that stuff.
No.
That's for sure.
No, all he invented was the German-style fascism.
Death camps, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yep. Bob, thank you.
Well, you have a good day.
Yeah, thank you. You too, and happy holidays. Jeff in Portland, Oregon. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Hey, happy Anything Goes Friday, Tom, and good to hear your back's improving. And, you know, it's not why I called, but you were talking yesterday about trying to find a universal vaccine for COVID. And, you know, Dr. Eric Topol, who's down in La Jolla, he's quite active on Twitter. He's been he follows a lot of the research, and he's been calling for a nasal COVID vaccine, saying it's the best way to, it would be the best way to block transmission in the first place.
That's interesting. To saturate those tissues with the vaccine, because they're the point of entry.
The nose is the point of entry. So, yeah, that's just, you know, I'd recommend checking his writing out. But, you know, we need Congress in the lame duck session to approve more COVID spending to make that happen. And another thing for the lame duck session is to increase funding to the NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board. You know, they've been doing yeoman's work, cracking down on all the union busting at Starbucks and Amazon and elsewhere. But their budget is, they're running in a budget shortfall. So that's another thing to lame duck.
Yeah, that was, in fact, it was cut back substantially by both Bush and Trump. The NLRB is just constantly playing whack-a-mole with these guys.
Yeah. And then finally, Tom, you know, it's really disappointing that President Biden has sided with the rail barons over these paid sick days. Robert Reich has said we're in a second Gilded Age, and it's reminiscent of the Great Railroad Strike of 1877 when President Rutherford B. Hayes sent in the federal troops to quell the strikes.
Well, there are some people in the railroads who are trying to call their bluff on this, or it's really not a bluff, who are willing to revisit that, who are willing to go out on strike and, you know, in defiance of Congress, which would mean that you'd be, you know, bringing in the army to run the trains or something. I don't know how they'd deal with it, but apparently there's some rumbling of that going on.
Yeah, I mean, and it's just crazy to be working these guys to the bone when you're talking about safety, issues of safety. But, you know, having said all that, Tom, you know, what followed the Gilded Age was the Progressive Era. And starting with getting Senator Warnock reelected next Tuesday, in my opinion, we need to start building support for the most progressive platform ever in 2024, no matter who our presidential candidate will be.
I agree.
And, you know, I suggested to Jefferson when he was filling in for you, I think that should include an updated version of FDR's Second Bill of Rights. And also, you know, speaking of the railroads, what do you think about nationalizing the railroads? If they're that important that you're not going to respect the collective bargaining rights and the right to strike of these unions, you know, then shouldn't it be nationalized? I mean, just like healthcare, right?
Yeah.
Why should there be a profit motive, something so essential?
I think it's the starting point for that, Jeff, would be to nationalize the rails. Not the railroad themselves, but the rails that they go over. And that way once you own the rails, basically you can have the railroads dancing to your tune. You can charge them whatever you want. You can, you know, configure things to work or not work for them. I mean, you know, you would have tremendous power. And you know, in the beginning, many of these rails were publicly owned to begin with.
And you're spot on in that. Yeah, you're spot on in that way. That's actually what I was trying to focus in on. And you had that guy from Amtrak calling in. Most people don't realize that when you're a passenger on Amtrak, you're second class to the cargo, to the freight trains. The freight trains, they own the rails, so you're sitting and getting delayed waiting for these freight trains to have the right of way before the Amtrak passenger trains can go. So, yes, exactly. Let's nationalize the railroad tracks. Yeah. I think that'd be a good start.
I agree. Jeff, thank you. It's great to hear from you, and thank you very much for the call. Mark in Boulder, Colorado. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hey, Tom. I just wanted to call basically about inflation and the economy and its root causes. Your callers earlier piqued my interest on this. You know, Powell can use all the monetary policy tools he wants to try to fix things, but until we go at the root causes, it'll never change. It'll just keep this game of going up and down, up and down. And that root causes the discrepancy between the lowest paid worker and the highest paid worker. And I don't know how we change that, but we have to change that.
You do it through tax policy and of course, labor policy. I mean,
Well, that's just it. Why not bring back Eisenhower's tax policy? We lived with that all the way up until like the 70s, I believe.
Yep. It was until 1967. You had a 91% top income tax rate from the Franklin Roosevelt administration right through Lyndon Johnson. And then in 67, Lyndon Johnson raised it or lowered it from 91% down to 74%. But he actually increased the taxes that were paid by rich people because he closed a whole bunch of loopholes.
Right.
And then Reagan came in, you know, a few years later, of course, and dropped it down to 25%.
Raising interest rates and lowering interest rates, it does nothing. It does nothing but harm the regular person.
Yeah, it's putting us through a roller coaster. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
By the way, Mark, it's worth checking out today. Paul Krugman, I just got his newsletter and email, and I believe it appears at the New York Times as well. But Paul Krugman is our Nobel Prize winning economist, is saying if we can get to 3% inflation and that's doable, and in fact we're heading in that direction, that should be just fine. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see where it goes. Mark, I got to run, but thank you for the call. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, what? The Supreme Court is nuts.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work, offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. The guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them a gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. Or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience, and personalization is free. And every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. I put Man Crates house sauce maker and the watchmaker on my Christmas list. Man Crates will be awesome for the man in your life, or Man Crates will make it right. For the rest of the season, buy one, get one for 50% off with code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. That's code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Here we go, Brian in Joliet, Illinois. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today? Brian?
Feeling better. I always find your biblical references edifying, and you had a 10-second promo for your show, and you referenced therein Theo, and I never caught the end of it, number two, has to do with Christianity, and I was wondering if you could just take a minute, perhaps, to explain which that one is about. I agree with you that Matthew 25 is the essence of Christianity, but could you just say what that one's about? I was looking for it. I can't find it.
I'm not sure what you're talking about, Brian. We've done, you know, thousands of promos for the show over the years, and Theo would imply Thessalonians, but I don't have a Thessalonians quote that would, you know, my two.
Well, I said number two, but I was looking, I couldn't find it.
Yeah,
no, I just thought I'd ask you because you said you read the Bible four times.
Yeah, I have the two. I think it's all in Matthew. I think that, you know, the Sermon on the Mount, which is more or less Matthew 5 through, what, 8 or thereabouts, and Matthew 25, and not Matthew 25 in its entirety, just the parable of the sheep and the lambs, or the goats and the lambs, rather, the goats and the sheep. I think those are the essence of Christianity, and I think that you can summarize Christianity in those two speeches by Jesus. The other one that always has been very, very meaningful to me is the Book of Thomas, and it's not because it's my name, but this is the fifth gospel. There's a book by Funk called The Fifth Gospel. It's really worth reading. There's several books about the Book of Thomas, but that's the most mystical of all of them, where Jesus says, you know, split wood and I am there, lift a rock and I am there. You know, it talks about the ubiquitousness of consciousness throughout the universe, and it's really pretty breathtaking. I wrote just a terrible novel years ago, and one of the characters in that novel, all he did was use Jesus' words from the Book of Thomas, and I did a lousy job of kind of threading it through. I didn't know how to write a novel at the time, but
But yeah, I've always been fascinated by that. Brian, I got to run, but thank you for the call.
I always find your biblical references very helpful to me. I thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Good talking to you. Sean in Walden, New York. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Excuse me. Hi, Tom. You made a comment on Tuesday about the decisions of the Supreme Court reflecting the will of the people. Well, I disagree with that. The will of the people should be represented by Congress.
I agree.
And the decisions of the Supreme Court should only be the legality of those laws by Congress.
I agree. But the reality is, which is what I was speaking to, I wasn't speaking to any ideal where the Supreme Court would always do this or that. The reality is, historically, the Supreme Court has reflected public opinion with typically about a 30-year lag. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that they have lifetime tenure and people end up on the Supreme Court in their 70s. But right now, so when the Supreme Court is out of sync with the majority of the people, like you saw in 1937, where they had struck down, about a dozen of the pieces of the New Deal, including the child labor laws, the right to unionize, or the minimum wage laws, the right to unionize, I'm not sure they had struck it down yet. And they were preparing to strike down the National Reconstruction Act, the NRA, and Social Security. And Franklin Roosevelt just went after them, and that was when Owen Roberts, I believe his name was, said, okay, I'm going to change. And that was the switch in time that saved nine, so that Roosevelt then stopped his effort to expand the court. But, that was a moment in time where the court was not reflecting public opinion, and it bit them in the butt. And that was my point, is that that's what's happening right now. This court is not reflecting public opinion. This court is reflecting public opinion in the 1950s.
I think the whole setup of the courts has been screwed by the fact that they're allowed to even be members of a political party.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you there.
And their decisions are based on what the party wants, not what is the law actually says. And their only allegiance should be to the law.
I'm with
the Constitution.
You. But
and
you know,
that's why
Alito, or not Alito, what was his name? Who invented originalism? I mean, it was just a BS excuse to just say whatever they wanted to say and claim that they knew what the founders were thinking. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Joyce the Hammer, Nance, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum's, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Al Gorilla Rhythm, Connor Arroyo, and Carna Verity, all the great folks, Jay LeBlanc, all the great folks who helped make this program work and moderate our chat room over on YouTube and everything else. Thank you so much to all of you. And thank you to you for being with us this week. Have a wonderful, blessed weekend. As we go into this holiday season, be good to yourself and the people around you. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Spoiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives, these are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources,
WFHR,
and Services Administration.
Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5